Paul, three straight wins in the New York area. Thoughts on the way this one was able to wrap up for your club to get 5-6?
I was really, of the three, maybe most pleased with tonight, with the people that we had out on our back end and the play of all of them, our goaltenders, well, defensively, and a very, grinding game. I think they had the rest advantage on us, but we were real smart. The vast majority of our game was played. They accepted the game that was being played and got comfortable in it.
Just an evaluation on what some of those young guys on the back end were able to do.
Right. Well, you got Sam and Iku blocking shots, and Cam's moving the puck really well, and Noj kind of pressed into duty late today. All three of them were a really important part. We didn't hide them. They played and played well.
With Noj going in, what can you tell us about Josh Morrissey?
Day-to-day, he was very close to playing. That's why we dressed the 7 for warm-up and was willing to play. But we just felt, with our other injuries, we couldn't afford to make it long-term. I don't think it is at all. I think we're going to get real healthy on our blue line here in the next couple of days.
Paul, three more goals in the third period here. Yep. 9 on the road trip, in the third or overtime. What's the reasoning behind that?
I think not changing really from 1 to 2. There wasn't much offense to be had in this game here, and I thought as the into the second period, we started to get in some simpler pucks to the net and some action, like they were doing to us. I mean, both teams were almost playing the exact same game. But our strength has been, I don't think we necessarily built in all three games. I think we played almost the same period each time. We had 9 very solid road periods.
You're pretty happy with the way Connor played today after you said you thought he had a really good third.
Yeah, I thought he made a save late in the second in New York, and then he made the glove save before the shootout. And He's had things just not be easy for him, and that was kind of the first glimpse of getting a good feel and walking out of the game, got a result, and was a big part of it. So wanted to try to keep that going here and get him back in the game tonight to let him build on that, and he certainly did.
You could probably say something about each individual, but if you were picking out something on Jacob Truba, the kind of night he had and the kind of weekend he had.
Yeah, I think it was a battle, too. I think you have to talk about Myers and Sherrod in the same breath. Jake's goal is critical, for sure. All three of those guys have elevated their game, and Jake scored the big goal. Tyler Myers broke pucks out today under heavy pressure with his range, and Benny again, big heavy minutes. So that was the key. The back end didn't just survive; they played very well.
Lowry's line always seems to do a lot for you, whether they score or not, but is it a big boost to everybody when they
They do, and they need it. So it's not a fourth line. It's a line that can't score. I think they've, as they have for us in the past, they generate offense. They haven't had a whole lot of luck recently, and good for him to get one and, the game winner, so that feels special, I'm sure.
You throw them out after most power plays, don't you? And it's by design.
Right. Because we're still a 4-forward team on our power plays, that's the line that comes out. And when you run against a team that doesn't use their most skilled guys to kill, then you get kind of the matchup you want after a power play.
Paul, this was their first home game since they returned to the Coliseum. You guys are kind of a similar situation with smallish arena and a team that's a real source of civic pride. What's it do for a team when it can play in games like the environment like they did the other night, like you guys do every night when you're home?
You know what? We're a real strong home team, and that's the fans in Winnipeg are just a big part of that. There's a buzz and an energy in the building, and it drives us. We haven't lost a lot of home games over the last year and a half. We got a good young team that the fans appreciate, but playing in Winnipeg for our players is exciting. You get a sold out building every night, and it's a big event for them, right? It's not an easy ticket to get, so the people there, they're participating in the game, and the players feed off that.